December 21st or thereabouts, we celebrated the shortest day of the year. And as such, it is also the darkest day of the year. This season of darkness is a poignant reminder of the gift of light. Driving through neighborhoods over the past few weeks has been absolutely delightful because all manner of lights are shining, spilling joy onto the dark streets. A reminder of Christ, our light. A reminder, too, of Christ's declaration to us, you are the light of the world. How do we shine the light of the gospel for one another? How do we radiate light in our interactions with those who enter our houses, our places of work, in any place in which we are found to be? Can all who come in contact with us tell that we are gospel people? We are not meant to be hidden. Jesus, in naming us light, says, "A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house." Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father. The place where we are right now and all the work in which we are doing is our lampstand. And we are meant to shine. The poet Mary Oliver reminds us of this gospel call in her poem, "When I Am Among the Trees." When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant at times from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and they call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches. And they call again. "It's simple," they say, "and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine." Now, this may not be an apt image for us at this time, since the trees, at least here in Ohio, are leafless. However, we have no leaves to lose, and the command to be light is never rescinded. Our Dominican brother, Meister Eckhart, aware of this, directs us not to worry as much about what we do, but rather about what we are. If we and our ways are good, then all we do will be radiant. This is one area where neither age nor position matters. God is equally at home in us all. Emmanuel, God with us. And God is filling us with his light. And we are meant to shine.